Guys, you know soccer is more than just a game for me. It's my 24/7 everything. It's what I talk about, work on, stream, and post about. Because the match is on the field, but the experience is everywhere. It's the group chat before kickoff, the reactions after a goal, and talking football with people who love the game as much as I do. That's why staying connected matters. As a T-Mobile member, I get America's best network and so much more. Plus, no roaming data charges and unlimited texting in 21 Latin American countries. I also get awesome benefits like incredible perks every week with T-Mobile Tuesday. Major score. If you want more connections and perks, switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. Not for extended international use. Coverage not available in some areas. See plan for details. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H2025.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
So I'm fascinated by these things that I realize as a grown-up that make perfect sense, and they're like very logical, and like if you look at them on paper, it's like, oh, okay, but you never, because you go through your whole life and you never realize it. It's like a weird epiphany, and it makes you feel very smart for a brief moment.
Okay.
So I had one of these like a week or two ago, and it's directly related to being an only child, and a skill that an only child doesn't have that people with siblings, I think, do have.
Okay.
And it's talking openly about personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that people with siblings are used to discussing personal things with someone and grow up discussing personal things with people, whereas me, as an only child, and I think other only children, you keep things very close to the vest. Like, things are family, and it's your family, and stuff that happens in your family only your family knows about, and you just keep it in that compartment.
Depends on what it is. Why do you think it's siblings? Because I think if you're close to your siblings, that may be the case, but there's a lot of people that aren't close to their siblings at all.
I was an only child, and I guess you got to sort of take me out of the equation, because it was so dysfunctional, and my mom ended up a therapist. But as an only child, I still have no problem sort of revealing the inside.
Well, with siblings, too, though, sometimes they will volunteer information that you don't want them to. Like, so sometimes you're forced to talk about.
But I
are you talking about in a serious stuff? Or are you talking about, like, you
serious,
being
anything that's considered private? Like, I've come to the realization that there are things that I consider private that other people don't necessarily consider private, or, like, that private.
Right.
Or just, like, the being comfortable asking certain questions. This is an extreme case, and I think this probably doesn't totally apply, but be along the lines of somebody saying, like, if you bought a new car or any expensive purchase, a flat screen TV, like, I would never, like, ask someone, how much did that cost, type of thing, whereas other people would say, well, oh, was that really expensive, or I looked at, you know, and would just throw out the numbers and talk about that.
What are the private areas? What goes under private for you?
Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Your relationship with Jessica.
Private.
Any finances.
Private.
Relationship with
private.
A guy friend.
Private.
What do you talk about?
Private.
There?
Nothing.
God, like spirituality. God.
Private.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong business. It took us 9 years. You just signed a new contract, and I realized we hired the wrong guy.
It's it's just a...
So that's why you make a joke out of everything, because you're trying to mask anybody... knowing anything private about
Well, obviously we talk about stuff on the show, and I think that it's almost a different, it's a different animal, like being the show, because that's what, you know, we talk about, you know, our personal stories and all that stuff. But I'm talking about just the questions that other people ask, or the discussions that other people have with each other. To me, every now and again, just sets me, like, makes me go, whoa.
What's the last thing that somebody asked somebody that you thought, oh my God, that's so rude?
It was a financial question.
I think financial questions are rude.
Those are awful.
I do think
but it was kind of a generic financial one, like, well, do you have a 401k or something like that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're like, why don't you mind your own business?
And it wasn't even to me. This realization comes from hearing other people talk. And the realization I have is, I think when you have siblings in the house, even if you don't get along with them, like, that is another witness to an argument that you had with your parents, you crying over a boyfriend or girlfriend.
That's why I say about the siblings will volunteer information that you don't necessarily want volunteered. Because, any three of us could be in a situation together with somebody else outside the family. One of us is going to bring up a story that the other two probably would have never brought up, but we continue to talk about it because it's open discussion.
And I think just having the witness to it makes it easier to put it out there. I grew up without any witnesses to anything that was good or bad. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that makes me more guarded.
Well, do you think yours was different because you had, you had like half brothers and sisters, right?
They weren't in the house real long. And then when I moved out to California, there was nobody at all. And that was 7 years old? And when my half brother was in the house, it was on and off. He was over at my aunt's house more than anything.
Basically, being an only child.
Yeah. This is a part of my family that I've never even talked to you guys about. Basically, my blood brother was living at his aunt's house for most of the time that we were growing up because my mom couldn't hang with two kids in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm an onion. I'm a dysfunctional onion. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a little comment. I don't know if Jeff, this is a good point you're bringing up. Sure, it makes sense in your head, but in my head, I think this is a male-female thing. A family culture thing. I don't think this is a sibling versus only child, because I'm an only child, and in my family, you always talked about your feelings. Nothing was private. So I think it's, and I have a boyfriend, and he is very private about absolutely everything, and he has tons of siblings. So I'm not really being able to apply this to my life.
Well, I think it's as a general statement, you could say that women certainly share intimacy and private stuff, which is intimate to them, way more than dudes do.
But I don't think it's a male. It could be an upbringing thing, because I remember my family was very private, to the point where, if we got a new TV, we wouldn't put the box out on the curb. We'd cut it up into pieces.
Really?
And throw it out little by little.
They'd be afraid of somebody stealing it.
No.
So they didn't want to project the image.
Did not want the neighbors to know we got a new television.
Right.
Really?
That might be culture.
That's showy.
Wow, no, I never heard of that. Hey, George, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd love to disagree with Jeff. I think he's one in a million.
He's one in a million? Jeff is one in a million?
He certainly is.
Yeah,
in what way are you talking about?
One in a million. I am a single child, and the only part I would kind of agree is whereby making decisions, I don't have anybody to turn to. I make my own decisions, but everything else is an open book. My friends know me. I'm like the joke of the party. They would ask questions. I talk to them about money all the time. They talk to me. At times, I'm kind of invasive. But then again, that's my nature. And I'm sure you guys would agree, a single child tends to entertain themselves.
Well, it's because you're Korean.
I work from home now. I work on the internet. But before that, I was working in a call center.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God.
He's from the Philippines.
I love that response, though. Anybody who is from another country, if somebody says, you're Korean, no, actually, I work from home. That's a brilliant response.
That was weird.
Confuse the person that asked the question.
And you did. I wish I had somebody to talk to tell them how I'm confused right now. Baffled.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.